Good to see these two guys operating at the same time for the Sydney Swans last weekend. It was Kurt Tippett on the field with Buddy Franklin, and I think they've only actually played together about six times for the entire year, but Kurt Tippett's back and firing. G'day, Kurt.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, good, mate. Have I got that right? You haven't really had that much game time with Buddy, have you?
Yeah, no, unfortunately, there's only been a handful of times we've been able to take the field together this season, but, you know, hopefully from now on in, we're able to do that and sort of build our form around each other for the rest of the year.
Yeah, Kurt, I suppose that's the formula, isn't it? There's a lot of talk about whether you start to rest players given the way you're going, or you just keep the best side on the paddock.
Yeah, certainly, and I think that's the key. We need to keep our best side on the paddock. We've still got a lot of areas in our game that we'd like to improve on coming into the final. So I think, you know, if we're all out there together, we're able to continue to build and make sure we're at the peak of our powers going into the last month of football.
Yeah, Kurt, particularly for you, I guess, with, you know, sometimes not playing, well, obviously not playing every game, you'd be keen just to keep the momentum going and get ready for the finals.
Yeah, certainly. My best football is definitely ahead of me. I'm still finding my feet after missing a fair bit of football this year. So, yeah, every game and every training session is very important for myself.
Yeah. Is there anything that's nagging you injury-wise, Kurt?
No. Look, I'm very fortunate now that the body's feeling good. I've sort of come through all those little issues. So, yeah, now it's just about getting the training time and the game time up and, yeah, finding my form.
And Kurt, actually, when we talk about the Swans, we always talk about you and Buddy, you know, and the big man and all that sort of stuff. But it's actually been the little bloke at the Swans that have been doing the really good job, isn't it?
Yeah, right across the park, we've had very good contribution from everyone, and I think that's what you know, allowed us to win a lot of games this year, and hopefully it'll hold us in good stead. You know, we've got guys in form right across the board, from the defenders and midfielders, and obviously up front as well.
Mate, what seems to come out of the Swans camp is this incredible team harmony, yeah. Spirit. You've got the leadership group that are very strong at the club. I mean, you must be all feeling so confident at the moment.
Oh, I think, you know, we breed confidence out of the way we play each week, and we know we've certainly got areas to improve on. But, you know, I think there is a level of confidence in our game, and we know what works for us, and I think that's the biggest, most important thing is knowing what works and being able to bring that every week. So that's how you sort of develop that.
Yeah, mate, it was a comfortable victory in a low-scoring game against Adelaide. The loss to Hawthorn, was that? Did you need a little bit of a wake-up call, or they're just a little bit superior on the night?
Yeah, the Hawthorn game was a very tough one. Obviously, they're a fantastic side. And, yeah, we felt we weren't at our best, which was disappointing. And we've obviously taken a few things out of that game and looked to implement them. I think it was a far from comfortable win in Adelaide on the weekend. Okay. It was a very tough, hard-fought game. And we had to grind away. And we're lucky come the end, you know, our structures and our team game held up and held us in good stead over there in front of 50,000 screaming Port Adelaide fans, which was an amazing experience.
Yeah, mate, I was going to say, you were drafted to Adelaide, so you know the city very well. It's amazing what they've done to the ground.
Oh, the ground is first class. I was in awe as we trained on it the day before the game, and then to come back the day after and see a pack full of people and see how passionate they were, and it's obviously great that Port Adelaide are up and about, and the Crows, they're packing out the stadium, so it's a great thing. Like,
you must feel like a Sydney sider now, mate. I know you're from the Gold Coast. You were actually born in New South, weren't you? Went to the Gold Coast and then found yourself in Adelaide, but you must feel like a Sydney sider.
Yeah, absolutely loving my time in Sydney. I couldn't be happier, and you know, the football's fantastic. It's a great spot to live, so yeah, no, loving Sydney.
I'm just looking at St Kilda, mate. That's who you've got this weekend. They're on 16 points, and they're the cellar dwellers. How many points can you put on them?
Look, we're not worrying about that at all. We saw a couple of weeks ago their best is very good. They beat Fremantle, and that probably surprised a few people, but shows how good their best football is. So we're taking them very seriously, and we're preparing for their best. So, yeah, it's going to be a great afternoon at the SCG, and hopefully we can get a big crowd there on Saturday afternoon.
Who boots the ball further, mate, yourself or Buddy?
I think Bud's got that one at the moment. We saw his goal against Port Adelaide about 6 weeks ago.
he kicked it about
65 metres off one set, so he's got a very powerful leg.
Yeah. Well, you can knock him off, can't you?
We'll see how we go. We'll see if I can go better in the last couple of games.
Good on you, Kurt. Well, listen, mate, great that you're in there injury-free, and the run into the finals will hopefully be a positive one for you guys.
Yeah, thanks very much for having me.